Blog Talk Radio.
Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And in the presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I see aspiring to be free. And when I call to thee and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Within and without, above and below, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. Without and within, below and above, yeah, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I find in tune with the divine. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. Restore the balance of the universal mind. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And when I call to thee and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. For to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom. holy angel of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
The first Earth Goddess Rising Retreat is set for July 11, 12, and 13 of 2014 and will be held in stunning Pagosa Springs, Colorado. Come join us with other men and women from around the world for yoga, meditation, classes, organic meals, dance and music festivities, healing workshops, hot mineral springs, and more. Want more information? Visit earthgoddessrising.com and cash in on the early bird ticket sales, earthgoddessrising.com.
Thank you for joining me here tonight on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and I am your hostess this evening. The music you heard there at the beginning of the show is I Sense Your Presence. It's by Shemshai. And I want to extend a welcome to everybody that's listening in tonight, whether you're returning or whether you're listening into the show for the very first time. We are now streaming live in three additional places, so welcome to all of our listeners out there on TalkStream Live, StreamFinder, and PEN or Pair Encounters Network. And I just welcome all the people coming in from all those different channels right now. I also want to appreciate tonight's sponsor, Earth Goddess Rising, and I've got a couple of little thank yous to get out there as well tonight from where I've been traveling over the last week and a half here, and I want to extend definitely a thank you to Alan and Bianca with Bridging Heaven and Earth for giving me an amazing time in studio doing their interview of me, and I'll keep you posted of when that is coming up and available to view online. Also, Greg Friedman with Inner Journeys Radio, and we just had a blast being in studio in Laguna Beach, California. Absolutely a great time there, and I've got his interview up on my website, by the way, which is at the bottom of our show description, and for those that can't see it, it's JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com, and you can catch it. He did an absolutely fantastic interview, as well as Mystic Merchant for hosting a book signing with me, Adam Hall for his hospitality while I was passing through the Santa Barbara area, and Romelia Perez for hosting an event that was a satsang event in the Monrovia area. So many, many thanks to all of those people for making a wonderful trip come together for me. Here at Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, I look at different ways that compassion exists in our lives, how to remove our blocks, resistances, frustrations, and more. Some weeks I'm discussing different aspects of how compassion is in our life and how it affects our life and the different areas of compassion. Some weeks I'm doing more exercises and practical implementations. Most of the time these days I've got fantastic guests on the show so that you can learn about their work and how other things are complementing and working with compassion. And tonight's no exception to that. We have Madeline Suozzo on the show tonight. And I'm going to also be highlighting different musical artists along the way. I've got some great ones lined up. Steve Halpern, Peter Cater were on last year. You can catch the archives on those shows. And I've also got for you coming up in the near future, John Anderson, as well as some other people that will be coming on the show and musical artists. So you'll have to stay tuned for some of those. And in my own work, I focus on helping people find and use compassion in their everyday lives. I've created the Genesis Clearing Statement, and you can catch that in our archives as well. I've authored four books, the most recent being You, Me, Life, Dreams, and also its companion workbook, and my first two books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook. In addition, I've created the Compassion Tour, a multi-state nationwide tour, including workshops, retreats, seminars, book signings, and fundraising events. And you could follow all of the events, not just things that are on the tour, but all the other ones I have coming up. I have eight fantastic events listed over the next year, and those can be found at jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com. Now, just a reminder, if you enjoy the show this evening, make sure that you share it with other people out there, friends, family, you know, those significant others, Facebook buddies, all of those wonderful connections, because I always find when I'm sharing the work, there's always somebody goes, oh, my gosh, I was just thinking about this. I really needed to hear about this tonight. So you never know whose life you're going to change because of it. And they just use the same link to get into the show that you use to come in, and they can listen to it at their convenience. In addition to that, they can catch the archives on my webpage. They're going to be available as a podcast through iTunes, TuneIn.com, or other areas that they can find it, as well as we do a YouTube version. So lots of options depending on what their preference is. Before we get started, I do like to delve into the 72 names of God, and this is done by Yehuda Berg. He's a Kabbalah master, and I really love going into Yehuda's work because it's kind of like my work. He takes these big, giant concepts, and he brings them down into everyday terms. So let's see what our message is for tonight. And the message he has, the common name of God he has for us tonight, is miracle-making. And this is really great, miracle-making. That's really a good, I think, start and fit with what our guest has to share with us tonight. And the message here is, there are times when nothing less than a miracle can transform a bleak and hopeless-looking situation. But God does not perform miracles. We do. The technology for engineering miracles is found within this divine name. Go ahead, make a miracle. The insight he gives with this is, the 72 names of God were used in ancient times to bring about astonishing miracles. Moses used the names to part the Red Sea, Joshua employed them to stop the sun, and David called upon them to defeat Goliath. Sadly, however, the power of the 72 names was lost for millennia. And perhaps the greatest miracle of our own time is the sudden availability of this ancient power. This sequence of letters pertains to the art of miracle-making, but a certain level of understanding is required before the immense power of this name can be unleashed. We must realize, for example, that mere information is not power. A child can be given the blueprints for building a 747 airliner, but that data would be useless. Knowledge, on the other hand, really is power. Wisdom is power. These inner qualities can be applied and translated into practical, positive change, even miracles. Any miracle in the material world must be preceded by a miraculous change in our own character. Physical reality and human nature are intimately connected. When we create an extraordinary transformation within, the power of this name allows the universe to externally express this inner change. The meditation he gives with this is, free yourself from all selfishness, envy, anger, and self-pity. By rejecting these negative temptations, you are also free to invoke this name and thereby ignite the power of miracles. Now, the way that this name is pronounced is Samak Yud Tet. Okay, that's Samek Yud Tet, and the common name is Miracle Making. And you will be able to find that information posted on my page of the Main Street Universe tab on my website, and that will get posted just after the show, so you can always go in there and read it throughout the week if you'd like to follow up with that. Now, I'm going to get a little thought going here before we go on our break, and just to get you thinking about what the topic's all about tonight. What are your thoughts on quantum physics? Does the brain and body really know how to regenerate itself? If all of this is true, what keeps us from living forever and never aging? When we get into cellular communication, I find it intriguing, inspiring, and it takes us to interesting new depths that we tend not to think about on a day-to-day basis. We are starting to find practical uses for quantum physics, and the doors are opening to understanding it greater and greater. These foundations are leading us to the consciousness that there is no separation between self and cell, mind and body, science and spirit. Now, I can already hear a few gruntles out there, you know, maybe perhaps some saying, I don't know about that. Yet, out of all that we've learned by now, we should realize that all is interconnected. And if that foundational principle is true, then there is no true separation. It is in these small particles within ourselves that brings a connection both within and without ourselves to all that is. And this includes body, mind, spirit, and others. More and more, we are seeing the connection between ourselves and nature, Our turbulence is nature's turbulence and vice versa. For years, it has been known that after a short period of time, the menstrual cycles of women will synchronize when they are working in the same office day after day. What becomes interesting is what these small cellular particles can do for us on a healing level. Madeline Suozzo has extensively researched this and found that by working with the wave particle, that miraculous healings can happen and imbalances can be corrected. She sees this as a mind-body wisdom. She focuses on the emanations and energy in people and life to create health. I have to say that having done plenty of quantum healing work myself, that it is exciting to see someone bringing it out in a more scientific way. While pharmaceutical companies may not be thrilled with the idea of us knowing how to tap into the regenerative ability of our body, I can certainly see this being a wave of consciousness that is flowing in. There's a deep wisdom in this connection of the mind-body. What are your experiences with a mind-body connection? Have you ever had experiences of the body regenerating itself? Have you ever wondered how miraculous healings happen? This week, our guest focuses on a component of compassion that is related to the aspect in my books of seeing with your heart. This reminds us that we want to create within ourselves on all levels what we want to see in the outer world. We want to become a living example that others want to develop into. I'm going to take a short break, and when we return, I will have Madeline Suozzo with us, and she will be sharing her work with in the original of Wave, and we're going to be taking a look at what is happening body, mind, and spirit on a cellular level. And if you'd like to find out more about Claire Hedin's work, who is doing the song Waves, you can do so at her website, www.clairehedin.com. That's CLAREHEDIN.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The first Earth Goddess Rising Retreat is set for July 11, 12, and 13 of 2014. Embrace your divine feminine and balance the masculine. Nourish your body, mind, and spirit with a 3-day program intended to inspire, clear, and heal your being. You don't want to miss out on the great early ticket sales. Need more information? Explore EarthGoddessRising.com. Cash in on the early bird ticket sales today. EarthGoddessRising.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And my name is Jessie Ann Nichols George. I am your hostess this evening. You were just listening to a song called Waves by Claire Hedin. If you'd like to check out more of her work, you can do so at www.clairehedin.com. That's C-L-A-R-E-H-E-D-I-N.com. And also a special thanks to Earth Goddess Rising. Check them out. They are happening in that Pagosa Springs area, and they are our sponsor tonight. I would like to bring on our guest tonight, and that would be Madeline Suozu. She is a sacred biologist, medical clairvoyant, teacher, healer, and seer. She focuses on emanations of energy and signals in people and all of life, allowing her to access mind-body wisdom. Madeline has spent 30 years researching states of consciousness, the brain, and how the body regenerates, leading her to have uncanny insights into naturally occurring wave particle, cellular, and subtle body dimensions of life. She has discovered practical and scientific uses of quantum physics. Madeline's research has led her to see there is no separation between self and cell, mind and body, science and spirit, allowing for more information about the true you to be revealed and utilized for your benefit. Her work allows for many imbalances to be miraculously corrected. Her work has been mentioned in several notable books, and she teaches workshops through Canada and the U.S. We look at her work tonight in accessing the mind-body wisdom, and you can learn more about her work at www.originalwave.com. And I'm going to open up her microphone tonight here. And Madeline, it is wonderful to have you with us tonight on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour.
Hi. Good to be here.
Hi. and welcome to the show tonight.
Thanks. It's
Would love to start off, Madeline, with having you share some information about yourself, your journey into this work. What led you here? What got you all excited about doing this work?
Okay, put on your seatbelt. This is going to be interesting. let's see. It started pretty early for me. I was about actually 4 years old when I first thought, well, I think I'm in trouble because it's kind of primitive. These people are kind of primitive. I wasn't quite sure what to do. But, you know, I was happy in my home, not a bad home environment, and I heard there was something called high school. So I thought, that's when they must give you the real information, right? And I was a straight-A student. I was pretty high scoring, very high scoring in math, and so really good logic, but I wasn't being taught anything. I wasn't being taught how to use my intelligence. So I figured, you know, in high school I would be. Well, of course, you know, that's not the case. And so I decided to take on my own education at the age of 14. And by the age of 15, I had developed an X-ray vision and was seeing inside people's bodies.
Wow.
So now here's the science part of that, that most people are not aware of. Apparently, until the age of five, from birth until the age of five, our frontal lobes are pretty active, and frontal lobes are higher thinking and connection to energy or source or spirit, however you want to call it. And then around the age of five, then the back brain, you know, the practical brain becomes active, so you can socialize and learn how to be here well, around the age of 13 or 14 is when the frontal lobes activate again in the brain, which is what I was doing just naturally. I decided to study yoga and meditation and metaphysics right at the time that my brain really wanted that information. The interesting thing about that little factoid, if it is a fact, I've read that in different places, is I believe it's the reason why there's so much teen suicide at the, you know, and during those years, is because education is not going along with what our brains actually need at that time. And you know, for some wonderful reason, I actually did do what my brain needed at that time. And so, yeah, that led to great expansion of intelligence, basically.
I mean, this is a really intense thing to think about, and I agree. I think there's a lot of teens out there that maybe don't get tapped into some of the information they need to, or maybe aren't taught to deal with. And it's interesting to hear you say it comes back around after we go through this very early in life. But I mean, this had to be a really different place to be in, to be 15 years old and see what's happening in people's bodies. I mean, that must have felt really strange. I mean, or did you feel really different then because of that?
Of course, yeah. But I knew I was right. I think luckily I didn't have the self-doubt that usually plagues people when their environment is showing them something else. I just had a very strong connection to source, I guess, my own inner intelligence. And I believed in it, and I knew I was right. And here we are, you know, 30 years later, and the scientists are now saying what I, you know, what I was seeing, that life emanates all sorts of things, and that it's all made of energy. And so,
yeah.
I just studied with, I had to find some, you know, very esoteric, real esoteric teachers, which at that time, 30 years ago, was not easy. A little bit easier today, but, you know, everybody's got a little bit to add to the pot, and it's hard to find a real authentic teacher, and I was very lucky that I did find some. And then turn it into my work, where I teach people how to access extrasensory perception. Because everybody talks about the law of attraction, but nobody tells you how to learn and find and use the creation vibration called the original wave. So we tend to be in a world that's left brain imbalanced, or have been. Now it's all changing, but what was very left brain imbalanced or right brain imbalanced, it was either, quote, science, physical science, or, quote, religious, spiritual. And the truth is, there is a physics behind psychic phenomena that affects physical manifestation. And there's lots of processes to learn how to do that. I just happen to have one process I learned from a man named Bob Rasmussen, who taught me Regenesis. And he was a man who had a near-death experience and came back with the ability to heal. A lot of times these people come back with extrasensory abilities also. And so I was taught how to access the regeneration frequency in the body. I call that frequency the original wave. And that's what my weekends are about.
Interesting. So it's this whole regenesis factor is really fascinating, because I know myself, I've been through some things with knowing that things were regenerating inside of me. I've had friends that have regenerated things inside of them after dealing with things, and it's interesting that you took these different paths and connected it with metaphysical things that you were studying and learning. And I know exactly what you're saying about having a hard time finding those authentic teachers. Because I myself, I would keep going through and going around and meeting different people and saying, no, no, you don't have it, no, until I would find those people. So it really is. Share with us a little bit, what is a sacred biologist?
Well, I think I forgot where I read that term, and I thought, oh, yeah, well, that certainly has to be what I'd have to label myself as. I'm not a physical biologist, but I do see the biology as it is. I do see through the body. And so it's very clear to me. And the biggest, one of the biggest messages that I have is the body is equipped with a natural self-repair mechanism. But it has to be activated. That's where I come in as a medical intuitive or this what I call a sacred biologist. So what we have now, and, you know, this kind of left brain imbalanced kind of medical field, not that I'm putting that down. I mean, you know, we need that, but it's kind of limited where it says, okay, you know, we only have two things to offer as far as health, which is drugs or surgery. But, you know, and sometimes I'd say like in 25% of the cases, maybe more, maybe 25 to 50% of the cases, that's a good path. But in at least 50% of the cases, you know, there has to be this activation, and it's not a cookie cutter thing. That would be great, you know. And eventually I think we'll have enough technology that it will be, you know, a cookie cutter thing where you go in and, you know, we'll have the technology in a handheld device, you know, to correct frequencies. But at the moment, the learning curve that we're at is that we need to activate these understandings inside of ourselves. Especially at this time, we need to learn things like this regenesis or this activation of the original wave. Because we've got a big growth spurt as a species right now. And I'll explain a little bit about what this frequency is. Let's say you have a starfish and you cut off a piece of it. That starfish piece will grow back at a specific frequency. That same frequency is in the womb. It's the creation, regeneration frequency. Wouldn't it be great if you could access that vibration that created us? If you could sense the miraculous in your hands, well, you can. I call it the original wave. And for those people who are who tend towards a somatic intelligence, some people mean working with your hands, and like to do kind of a body work meditation or a somatic meditation rather than a mental meditation, then they can learn this method and use it not only for their own regeneration and for other people, of course, but also as a focusing tool. Can you imagine if you could focus creation energy in your hand and in your mind and direct it? Well, you can. I'm not saying it just happens overnight. It is. There is a bit of a learning curve there.
I would think so. Definitely. You're not just going to go, well, I can create, you know. There might be a couple of people out there that can do that in there. So you used the term somatic. So clarify for us a little bit what that is, just for in case we've got some people out there that maybe don't know that term or aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, it just means body-centered. Like some people like you know, to sit in meditation. And this technique is not that. This is a physical sensation of source energy. So what I teach is if someone's laying on a massage table, they have their clothes on, you can activate this regenerative frequency in your own body, and then kind of like a battery cable between two batteries, you know, the battery that seems dead is not really dead, it's just losing its spark. So the one battery is sparked. You learn to spark. I teach people how to spark at the creation frequency. And then there are specific points along someone else's body. And then you just hold your meditation. You get to vibrate at that frequency, which changes your life. And then perhaps spark this regeneration in someone else's body. And I have taught people and myself mended bones and shrunk benign tumors just by activating this in our soma, in our body. So it's a little bit different than a mental practice. Actual physical meditation process.
Okay.
And some people more.
Go ahead.
Yeah, some people are just more oriented towards body experience, and other people like more mental experience. So for people who like more mental experience, they would get probably not have the patience to sit and with this body, with this incredibly peaceful, regenerative body sensation. This technique is more geared towards people who like doing massage and like physical touch, that kind of thing.
Okay, and that definitely makes sense. So when you're looking into somebody's body, because you said, I look through their body or into their body, what is it that you're actually seeing when you're looking into their body?
Good question. And if you go on my website, I'll say it, originalwave.com, because I know when I ever listen to radio, it's like, wow, where do I find this person? So if you look on my website, I have a picture of a frog in a body of water. That is how our schools have taught us to see reality, but that's not really accurate. The way that I taught myself to see is I see the frog and I see the body of water, but I also see what's in the water, and I see the emanations of the things in the water. And that's what I see when I look in a body. It's not a cookie cutter, you know, I do see physical bodies, it's not like that, but I also can see maybe a funky green energy in the liver or a little fairy around the heart or little bugs somewhere in the arm or emanations of light. I also can hear stories, or I get a sense of hurt or sensations. So that's what we are emanating at all times. Just the way that our education system has been so far has cut off all of that extrasensory perception. But it's there, and it can be learned with practice.
And this type of scene, if I'm correct, based from your website, this is like a five-dimensional? Is that what it is, or am I confusing
right.
two things?
I mean, it's a little bit hard to, you know, we know that we live in three dimensions, and that's how we perceive, that's how we've been taught to perceive. But it's a cut off of what we're capable of. and we're capable of sensing and seeing a lot more. And there are people that tell me all the time, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, you know, I would sense all this stuff and see all this stuff. But then, you know, my parents kind of shut down or, you know, it wasn't okay in our system at the time, you know, up until now. Now I think kids are being allowed to expand into these extrasensory perceptions. But it's not where we have come from. I was just early.
Right. So somebody who, you know, is sitting there going, okay, I'm really used to seeing three-dimensional, but why would it be important? You know, somebody might be sitting there and going, you know, why do I need to see more than what I see? You know, why do I need to see beyond what they taught me to see in the classroom? I mean, I know as an energy healer myself the value of it, but I'm thinking there's some people out there going, yeah, so what?
Well, here's the so what, and thanks for that question. The so what is, if we don't start opening our perception, we're not going to be pollution, the wars, food chain that's, you know, not healthy to eat. All of that comes from small perception, bad thinking. So we really need to open up our perception and start to see that there are solutions to pollution and there's a better way that all humanity, it is a web that is one thing. It's not just me and my little clan. You know, we're all connected. And that connection, if you start to see that, you know, there are, I don't know, something like 30 or 40 wars going on in the world, I heard at one time. You know, quite a bit of violence and poverty and stuff that comes from a very small perception. And if we can grow to our capacity, which, you know, is a heart thing too, perception, the more perception you have, the more heart you have. It took me a long time to figure out why I was able to see the way I was able to see. It was because I was born pretty pure-hearted. And so it would be really wonderful for humanity to have that pure heart. And it feels amazing to love like that. It feels amazing to open up and be able to give your life a purpose. I think there's a lot of sadness and depression and uses of all kinds of drugs, you know, to not want to see that we are here for to spread joy and to heal ourselves and feel whole and happy. And it's not so easy with this very tiny pinhole that we see reality through. So, okay, if you had a puzzle and you only had two pieces, how much fun would that be? If you had 100 pieces or 500 pieces or 1,000 pieces, you could have a lot more fun. I think, having more perception is having more heart, having more fun. Yeah.
So, really, this smaller thinking, this trying to lock into the three-dimensional is also locking us into a lot of the world issues and our illnesses and things like that. So a big piece of this, learning to view life on a five-dimensional level. You know, your pictures are great on your website. They're very basic, very simple. And for those that haven't checked it out yet, Madeline has two pictures sitting there, and one is very bland looking, and you can almost not even tell that it's the head of a frog on it. And then there's the other one, which is how she sees, which is like just you know, very defined all of these different little whole worlds within this little same little space of things. So really when we're doing this, and this seems to kind of relate perhaps to raising our vibration. If we're seeing five-dimensionally, then, and we're training ourselves to see with this greater depth, then it seems like it's very similar to raising our vibration, which then creates a healing. Am I understanding that right?
Yes. And it's also greater brain power. You have access to more parts of your brain by opening up these doors. And our brain, here, there's the other part. So now everybody kind of knows, you know, the brain has plasticity, so everybody's learned that. And maybe a lot of people that I've talked to, they understand, maybe some do, some don't, that they've also discovered that our DNA has plasticity. It's not just a static machine. That also our actual DNA has plasticity. And so if our brain has plasticity, which means, you know, you can use other neurons to switch over, and our DNA, so it's not all entirely 100% genetics, you know, you could actually change what's going on in your cells, then also, reality perhaps has plasticity. So can you imagine that by accessing all of this information yourself and understanding some a little bit of physics about how manifestation works, that you actually do have a lot more power than you think you have? And again, you know, because of where we're coming from, I understand it's not easy, and I struggle too. But I've also been able to teach people and do kind of what, you know, seems like miraculous stuff by really accessing my greater self in the present moment. And it's really, really, really fun to be able to do that because you feel empowered. And I think the greatest gift that we could give ourselves, especially at this time, is self-empowerment. To feel that we can make a change in our lives and, you know, maybe in the lives of the world or lives of someone else. And for people who like being helpers and like healing. Yeah, this is kind of a neat way of approaching it.
Yes. You know, and I think that that's something that we're not always thinking about, that plasticity that's going on in there. I think that that's something that a lot of people don't stop to think about, and they think, okay, so if there is this connection, and so you're saying, in a sense, maybe that the plasticity allows for more opportunity for this creation to happen or these miracles to happen?
Absolutely. And I'll give a quote that I read by David, I don't know how to say his last name, G-I-K-A-N-D, but he said, what is your body made of? It's made of tissues and organs. What are tissues and organs made of? Cells, right? What are cells made of? Molecules. What are molecules made of? Atoms. What are atoms made of? Subatomic particles. Well, what are subatomic particles made of? Energy? No, they're not made of energy. They are energy. So you are one big chunk of energy, and so is everything else. And like I said, in the past, everyone sort of made that as like a spiritual thing, you know, and science was just the physical stuff. But now we're understanding that, well, it's not, quote, science and, quote, spirit. It's everything is energy. So if you know that, why not use that information to do good things in the world and in your own life? If you're, you know, there are some people who are just totally happy in their lives, you know, and doing good, and then, you know, that's, they don't need maybe to make any changes. But for some people who are dissatisfied or maybe feel there's not enough to life and they want to do more, well, here's the more. And at least one way of expanding that I've been working with for almost 30 years.
Go ahead.
I was going to also put out my phone number in case anyone does want to learn about the classes or other ways to what I call brain happiness. Brain and spirit happiness is 800-900-5581.
And
the message.
You actually have a 5D wellness program for people that basically trains them, I'm guessing, to restore some of this natural instinct, this natural ability to create and to see deeper. What is somebody going to experience when they go into that course or program?
Well, there's different aspects to the program. One of the aspects of it is Regenesis weekend workshop where I teach people how to access this frequency and actually work in people's bodies. And you will see everyone in the first, you know, morning how you can just with very light touch go down someone's spine and see it go back into place or hear it pop back into place and kind of do things like that. So that's sort of one of the cornerstones. Another really cool thing that I work with to shift this is I work with something called CBD, which is cannabinoids. And our brain has endocannabinoid receptors, sort of receptors for neurological normalizing. And we can access that nutritionally, but been a little bit difficult. And the best place we get cannabinoids is mother's milk. And then we're supposed to get it for our diet, but we haven't. And so now I work with people nutritionally to get that brain protection so that we can finish the regulation process, which kind of since birth has been arrested. So I work nutritionally, so that's one aspect of it. And then I try to make it a whole, I actually am doing a year-long program now because I found that just doing the weekends weren't enough. And that's what I'm doing in Florida now. Just trying to set up classes here. I have classes in the San Francisco Bay Area starting in May and November, beginning of November. And then I'll be in Florida, I believe, September. And where were we? I was talking about the weekend classes and the nutritional aspect of brain empowerment. And then I also teach exercises, sort of mental exercises to expand while using the original wave frequency. So while you're vibrating your body at this frequency, then using one thing that they found that changes DNA is words, so repetitive words. The brain sort of works on a mathematical sequence, and words are something that changes the DNA. So then I teach these. I was working with cancer patients, and I had to get into the subconscious mind pretty quickly and strongly, because a lot of my sort of clients, they were doctors, patients, they were my clients, were given, you know, kind of a death sentence. So I had to do this quickly, develop kind of software for the brain to get at these mathematical programs using words and energy, and to try to shift the cellular pattern. So I have software for the mind. I have different things. I have musical word medicine. So using words as medicine with music, so you have both sides of the brain. And then I have something called point of power, which I could actually, I'd love to do a little exercise right now with everyone.
That would be
do
great.
We have time for a little? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time.
Okay, great. So one way of accessing this extrasensory perception is to do what I call this point of power. And in physics, there's something called a choice point. So molecules go through a process where they are either energy or appearing physical. And there's some kind of mechanism that makes a choice. Well, that mechanism, well, there's a lot that goes into that, but intent is one of the they're finding epigenetics that intention and your own thoughts and your own energy field is what makes something either a particle or a wave. So there are these, there's what I call a point of power. So here's an exercise. So let's say, for example, there's something in your future that you're not looking forward to. Conversation with someone, drive somewhere, airplane trip. So you have these moments where you think negatively about that incident because you know that conversation's not going to go good, or you know there's going to be traffic at that time, right? Have you ever had times like that where you're kind of thinking about the future and it doesn't feel so good?
Oh, most definitely.
There's definitely been
those times where I've been thinking, this is not a conversation I want to have, or this is not an experience I want to go into.
Right. So if we were taught how to use our intelligence properly, we would understand that the reason why that is coming into our mind, that thought or that negative thought or that negative feeling is coming into our mind in that moment, is because reality is trying to tell you something. So we just think, oh, my God, I don't want to have that conversation. And we're thinking that, you know, days and weeks or months before, and then, of course, you have the conversation. It's usually the way you picture it, right? But if we but if we understand what's going on, then when that negative picture comes up, you can remember Madeline. Madeline said, oh, that's reality. No, that's cells, myself, telling me to pay attention here. So then you pay attention. Okay, well, I have a really negative thought about this future event. So just stop for a moment. Think of something right now, you know, something simple. Just pick something simple, not something really intense, but something simple you're not looking forward to. And you know it has a negative feeling, right? And you kind of, you know, have pictures in your head of how it's going to go. And, you know, you can watch that movie. And that movie, you have time, whether that event is going to happen tomorrow or next week or, you know, sometime in the future. You have this very moment right now is really precious to think about that negative event and just kind of sit with it and make a choice. It's like, wow, you know what? I can, in this moment, send love to myself in that future moment. I can send love into the traffic, or I can send love to that other person. I could shower the event in love. I could just kind of, you know, expand goodness just in my head, just for this moment, just to play. Just play with it. Okay, I'm just going to choose to put love in that moment. It may change something. It may not. Just in this moment, no attachment, no aversion. Send yourself some support in that future moment. If there's other people involved, what the hell? Send them some light, too. Send the whole event. Just lift the sensation to something that feels a little bit better or a lot better. And really do it. Just because. And then let it go. You will find, as you practice with this, that sometimes you are actually affecting that future moment. Because when you get to that future moment, and it's not what you thought, and it actually feels different, you go, wow, gee, I wonder, I did take time. Gee, I wonder if, did I do that? Maybe. And if anybody wants that exercise, you can go on my website, originalwave.com, or call me 800-900-5581 and send me your email, and I'll send you that exercise and explain it a little bit more. And I also do online presentations about all this stuff. We can see some visuals explaining sort of a little bit of the physics behind it. And also just go to my website and tell me you want to get on that list, and I'll send you out invitations for that. So how was that for you?
That was actually really good for me, because I think that's one of those things that we don't tend to do. We don't tend to project those positive vibes of joy and excitement into that future, because we spend more time, I think, worrying about them. You know, I'm like, gosh, is this going to work out? Or I don't like this situation, so it's not going to be well for me. Whereas if we stopped, and I like the aspect where you brought in giving this support to yourself there.
Yeah, right.
I think that that's a really powerful situation, because I think some of us have been taught, oh, well, okay, visualize it the way you want it to go and these sorts of things, but the underlying fears are still there.
Right.
And so seeing yourself actually in that setting and actually kind of being in two spaces, if you want to say.
Exactly. If you can actually, in this very moment, shift your feeling about that, you have created a bridge, pure physics. And that moment might be different, might have a brighter outcome, because you took the time to be present and actually make a little shift in this moment. Make sense?
I think that I'm definitely going to be working with this for things that are coming up in my life. Not things that I dread so much, I don't think, as just things that I would like to maybe see enhanced. And
yeah.
And this, for those people that have heard me in my own things with my Genesis clearing statement, they'll know that the first two parts of that statement deal with safety and with support. Because for dreading a situation, we're not going to have safety there. And if we don't have safety, we're not going to feel supported. So this particular type of thing allows us to find that space of safety within that future event or that future aspect. And it allows us to receive that support from ourselves, which I think is pretty much as important as finding it from the divine or getting it from other sources.
We are divine.
We are the divine.
We have to wake up.
Yeah.
We have to connect that, you know, that's our job. The divine is already there. It's already in us. It's in everything. We just have to use every moment to try to connect to it. And there's lots of little tricks like that.
I think that that's it, is realizing that connection. So I think what you're doing is definitely bringing in those components that allow it. And I like how you phrase this, that this is a point of power. Again, because I think when we're looking at a lot of these situations, we're dreading them, so we're not feeling powerful. And I think in these days and times, especially, I mean, I look at things because I look at the astrology factors and all these other planetary and different things that are going on, and realize there's a lot of people that are not feeling very empowered
right
now.
Exactly. And it's so great to feel that empowerment. And there's lots of ways, little ways, you know, there's lots of little stuff you can do, just like that pop, I call it pop. You can pop that moment, you can pop the future. And
that's really a fantastic deal to create. And I imagine that some of this is related to how you turn on the healing brain, as you refer to
it. Exactly. I call it happy brain. Yeah.
Nothing
happy
like
brain.
Being on.
Yeah. Yeah. So do please call me 800-900-5581 or go onto my website, get on my mailing list. I'll send you really cool stuff. And I have tons of really, I have started the iMagination. Using our imagination.
Madeline, you refer to as regenesis, meaning born anew. And, you know, it is really neat because I think that we're always cycling and recreating, and I think we always are regenerating. I don't think we can really totally help it. Given that everything is energy and things, which is quite fascinating. And in your training, one of the things that you say that people will learn is that they'll learn how to release frozen energy patterns to greater mobility, physically and psychically. Share with us a little bit more about how that works.
Well, I experienced, because I've been working with this frequency, the original wave frequency, and with this technique of regenesis, I experienced being in a oneness state for about 5 years. No doubt, no fear, no anger. Everything was just kind of funny. And I understood that my mind was involved in every moment and that there was divinity in every moment and I felt gratitude in every moment. That is unfrozen. That's an unfrozen state. All this other stuff, we get frozen in thinking a certain way about something, or stuck in anxiety, or stuck in fear, or stuck in these states that are not quite accurate present moment, because the present moment is a present. It's unbelievable gift that we think anything is solid. It is all truly here for us to play with. And we forget, and I forget, and we get frozen into different, not so expansive states, which are fun to play with too, but then we forget. We forget that we forget. That we forget. So, yeah. So unless you're in a very lucid state and really, really enjoying the miracle of every moment, you're frozen. That's what I mean by frozen state. And it's, you know, frozen states can be fun too. But being completely
I think so many people get into frozen states because they're avoiding things. They're not liking something that's happening. I think for a lot of people today, fear is the big trigger in there. A lot of doubt. You know, people have been a little bit bitten. They've got a lot of doubt about things working out. And I think particularly these days, there's a lot of anger coming up for people.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Well, that's
that
good. I'm glad. I used to have the bumper sticker on my car saying, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. That's great. I'm glad people are finally getting like, wow, this is not going in the right direction. The people who are you know, holding those puppet strings, they're not quite doing the right thing. And I think I need to figure something out here and do something. So I'm glad people are feeling a little bit of that anger. That's good. To me, that's a progression than, you know, just sort of living in your own little world and thinking that you don't have any power and that can't make any change. You can make a change in this moment. Just one little tiny change, just like that little point of power thing. Can you imagine, you know, 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 people cleaning up a lake that way? Just imagining it. And there actually is technology coming out to do things like that now.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true, and I think when people are in those frozen patterns, they do forget that there is that movement, that energy, that they're really not as stuck as they think they are or maybe feel in that moment. And I think what you bring out as far as you're glad about people getting angry, it's not that you want everybody walking around in anger so much as it is the aspect that at least you're feeling something, because when you're frozen in your patterns, it's almost like your emotions shut down. It's almost like becoming so numb that you're not willing to make a shift. And I think that's the key, is keeping in mind that it's our willingness or unwillingness that is going to keep us frozen or allow us to break into more of a life and a healing in our life that we really want.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you're saying about this no doubt, fear, or anger space, because I just got back from traveling and I was going around places and there was no doubt, no fear, no anger. I was just in the moment, and I took every moment for what it had.
Right.
I didn't worry about it, and people would come, and they'd be apologizing, and they would be giving me all kinds of things. I said, it's really nothing to worry about. I said, I'm not upset. I'm just enjoying the moment, and
yeah.
You can't rob me of that. ever, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And it was a very cool place. And I had a lot of people saying, wow, I've just never seen an aura like what I'm seeing around you.
Mm.
So what's really fun to this, that I think with your work, is not only as an individual was I experiencing this other realm of seeing, as you call it, the five-dimensional level of seeing or things like that, seeing beyond, but other people were getting to see it because I was living it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then you become a spark.
Yes. And then we trigger those sparks in other people, because I know the other people I was around, they would then go and just light up and do something amazing. You know, just it really is, it's really exciting to see that thing. It's kind of like, you know, standing there where everybody's got a candle, and then you light somebody else's and they light somebody else's, and pretty soon the whole place is lit up. And I have some comments and from the chat room. One person was mentioning this is really good, really appreciating the information. Somebody else is commenting in here, I love the whole Frozen explanation and the idea that if you're not feeling the miracle in every moment, you're frozen. Wow.
Yeah. We have taken that to be our natural state, but it's not.
It's not, and I think that's a good, it's a good thing for us to tune into. If we're feeling stuck, we're frozen. And if we're frozen, we're not in the moment.
Yeah. Or if you're, you know, also the, you know, the this, well, the matrix that we're in, this sort of artificial world that a lot of people are stuck in, that, you know, there's lots of ways of dimming your light, you know, because it, you know, because you're kind of living in this fear-based place. And not that fear doesn't have its place. I'm not saying, you know, to eliminate it, but certainly during that time, you know, when I was totally 100% present, my relationship to fear was very different. I wasn't frozen in it. It was just a state to alert me to something I needed to see or think about. I wasn't frozen in that state where I had no power. Fear just became a lucid moment giving me information. See the difference? And I think a lot of us are stuck in fear, and I get stuck too.
You know, you just mentioned something, a lucid moment, where it's just a piece of information.
Yeah.
And I think that's a key thing. Sometimes we make something, something comes at us and we start attaching all of these emotions, and all of a sudden we've made it into something other than what it is. And it's just a piece of information. And I know that one of my chat listeners is probably laughing right now because we had this whole thing going over the weekend. You're just a person. You're just a person. You're just a piece of information.
You're a data set.
You know, and if we look at it and we say this is not the end of the world, it's just a piece of information. And I think in these days, people really do, they just typed into the chat, yes, absolutely, they're laughing completely. You know, we get these pieces of things, for example, companies are having to lay people off or different things. You know what? It's not the end of the world. It's just a piece of information. And that's a powerful piece right,
right
there.
So if you're frozen, right? If you're frozen, all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, you know, you're just stuck in that, like, you know, it affects your state. Whereas if you're in a lucid state and something like that happens, you know, you can feel the fear of it, but it doesn't affect your state, peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of information. It's like, wow, uh-oh, you feel some fear from that. But it doesn't really affect your state. Still behind that fear, you don't become the fear. It's something you experience that's a piece of information that you have a sense of fluidity about, that you know that's happening in that moment for some good reason. And they call it faith, but I think it's just intelligence and lucidity.
I think there is, because there is this relaxed thing. You know, I'm thinking back to information I got on my trip, and I had to meet with my tax accountant during the trip, and he had some less than favorable news for me for the first time in a very, very long time. And it was funny, and I just sat there totally calm, and I thought, okay, so what do we do? You know,
yeah.
What's the next? And it just rolled right off of me, and I was sitting there thinking, I can't believe this just isn't really affecting me or hitting me. And I just, you know, it's like it was exactly that. It was just a piece of information, and I wasn't going to get wrapped up in it. I wasn't going to let it wreck the rest of my trip. And just said, okay, well, it'll get dealt with. You know, one way or another, it's going to get dealt with. And it'll work out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is very powerful things. And I think this can take some practice as well, just as working with the point of power and working with learning how to create. You know, these are big things. But my experience is oftentimes once I start to tap into some of these things, and I just consciously focus on them, that it gets easier and easier. It gets easier to step in to them each time I go into them. I find out I can keep connecting on deeper and deeper levels. And most of us, I would say, and I don't know what your opinion is on this, Madeline, but I would say most of us have tapped into this energy at some time, even if it was way, way back in our childhood. Right?
Right.
So I'd wished upon a star or something like that.
Absolutely.
And
we all know this place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
accessible.
Yeah. My thought is that since we've already experienced it, we actually already know inside of us we've got that ability. We already know that we can get there. We just have to remember.
It's just like anything else. It's just a practice. You know, if you want to get your muscles, you know, looking really good and really worked out, what do? You work them. You know, if you want to learn a language, what do? You practice. So this is just another thing, practicing this state of beingness and practicing feeling empowered and having, and if you want the other aspect of being able to help people heal while you're doing your practice, then learn Regenesis.
Now, what do you find you're teaching people this a lot of times, and I know there's probably a huge variation, but as an average, as people start to work with this, is there kind of an average time that this would click in for them to become fluent in this?
It's really unique. Yeah, some people just are like me. I came out of my first session that I did with someone sparks actually came out of my fingertips. I was sold. I just thought, and that person who had been using crutches and couldn't walk for 9 months was fine after that session. So some people like me, they just immediately like, oh my God, and then I would say like maybe 10% of people like that, and then maybe 20% of people, they kind of, have to sit with it and work with it a little bit, and in a couple of months they got it, and then other people, take a little bit longer, and so it varies. It's very, very different. I'd say every student sparks at different times. They'll work with it and work with it and work with it, and then at some point it just all comes together in this magical moment, and they're like, oh, that's what you were talking about. Yeah, so it's different
for me. This seems like, and a lot of your stuff is experience-based, people attending live in person. I know you had a little bit of online things or an online course, I think. What is this really something somebody can pick up online or pick up through a course that way versus being in person with you?
Because
really got to experience.
Yeah, I've focused a lot on this, on actually the sensation of the original wave and teaching in these weekend workshops, because I just like doing that. And so that, I mean, I know people have, there are very few people who are masters at this. And I know some of them have tried to, put it across in a video. And you do, you get a watered-down version of it. But I'm real old school on this, and I think the more you need the physical presence, at least in this moment in time, in the evolution that we're in, and to be in a group, and the quantum level of that group expands the experience of this energy on quantum level. So I really think people need the in-person stuff for this class. It's kind of sacred, ancient, future teaching. Mm-hmm. But the other stuff that I teach, the software for the mind, that can be done online. I just have not figured out the technology, so if there's anyone out there who wants to help me with that, to actually have the technology available online, I would love to hear from you, 800-900-5581. Please help. Yeah, that can be done online. I just haven't got that far with the technology.
Well, I think that's great, and that's a great explanation. And you, too, on your website, actually have a little questionnaire for people to see if they could easily learn this art.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Some of the questions you have on here, you have, do you like helping people? Have you ever been told you have a healing touch and would like to explore energy work? Are you a massage therapist and tired of needing people but want to continue in the healing arts field at a deeper level? Are you metaphysical? Would you like to broaden your skills in metaphysics manifestly? That is where you can actually see the results. Would you like more of a sense of spiritual energy healing in your life? Are you already in the healing arts? Would you like to take your healing touch up a quantum level? And are you looking for a way to practice reaching a oneness state or unity consciousness of peace? So those are the questions to find out if this could be the right thing for you. And...
Yeah.
Oh, I've got somebody in the chat, by the way, saying, what do you mean in the way of technology? So you might have some help coming in there.
All right. Yay! It works. Well, I just like this point of power exercise that I developed. I would love to have that available online in some form. And I just can't figure that out. Just either in a YouTube. Not that I can't figure it out, I'm just not good at it. I need a little hand-holding, either in a YouTube or, in a voice, a little podcast. and so that, yeah, it could just be, I could offer it on the website and people could have it. Well, now, thank God, for people like you, Jesse, who do what you do, you're prolific, you must feel like me, like the world's best little kept secret. You're pretty...
I do at times. I do feel like I'm the world's best little kept secret. We were just talking about that over the weekend. Some people were saying, we have to get you more recognized out there. The world needs what you're doing.
I know.
I think you're in that same place. And that's what I love about the show is because I get to bring people like yourself on, Madeline, that are doing these fascinating, interesting things out there. And... you know, I want people to learn about these things and learn about people like yourself who are authentic in what they're doing and really have this background and have these different pieces to offer. And so I think if we keep helping each other a little bit and we're going to get this little mini point of power exercise out there because that will go into the YouTube version, of course, the other podcast versions of this show as well. So that's a starting point for you.
Yeah.
With it. Madeline, why don't you share? I know you're in the middle of being on the road yourself right now. Share events that you have going on that maybe people can come and sign up for. And again, Madeline's website is www.originalwave.com. And share with them a little bit about, you know, what they can take, what's available right now, what's coming up, where, when.
I actually have to look on my website to see. I have a lot going on when I get back. I'm pretty done I'm in Florida at the moment. And I'm pretty done doing presentations here. But I will be doing a whole slew of things in the Bay Area. And if you look on my website, I have the class is May 24th and 25th, probably in San Francisco. And let's see, I'll be speaking on April 10th in the Awareness Network, which is in San Jose. I'll be at a Dowsers Conference April 12th, the East-West Bookstore in Mountain View on the 18th and 19th. I'll be at the Institute of Noetic Science in Santa Rosa on May 8th. And I'm doing a few online presentations that I don't have up there because I'm terrible with technology. But the best thing is just go to my website and there's an event page.
I also am seeing on that page a two-day Regenesis class May 24th.
Yeah, that'll be in San Francisco.
And that's in the San Francisco area, and that's a great area. Matter of fact, I was kind of laughing because I was checking out some of the schedule at East West Bookstore, and I've been... looking at going in there and doing events myself, there's one of my guests, and there's one of my guests. It was really pretty amusing. How many of my guests are coming out of East West Bookstore? And for those that are not in that area, East West is probably one of the biggest bookstores that features all different types of people on there. I mean, Chris Penzeck goes there, multiple author in the metaphysical realm. I mean, all pretty much anybody who's anybody goes to East West Bookstore and does something.
It's an amazing space. Yeah, it's an amazing sacred space, and you feel it when you walk in there. It's just great.
Yeah. So I've just been trying to coordinate it. Unfortunately, they book you many months out, kind of like I book my guest.
Right.
And I'm usually the running out to California on the last minute, not having 4 months' notice to book into them. So, but I'm going to get there.
not enough hours.
Yeah. So check that out on Madeline's website, Again, originalwave.com. And you can sign up for her email, newsletters, information there, as well as get all kinds of other really cool stuff from her, she says in her words. You'll see the upcoming events and things going on, some testimonials on there, talks about different things that people will learn on there. You'll get to see the cool little pics on there. You can connect with all of her social media on there. So lots of little things. She's got a couple of videos on there as well that you can check out about the Regenesis healing, energy healing as well. And then, of course, she's also let you know that you can contact her, 1-800-900-5581. Madeline, what would you like people to take away from everything tonight? If you can just get that one thing out there that you could get through to people, what's it going to be?
Before I answer that, I also work one-on-one. It may have to go on a list, but if people want to call that 800 number, 800-900-5581, and they think they need some healing work, I will talk to you first for free to make sure that I can help you, because I don't like to leave any doubt around that. So you can call and have a little consultation for free, for sure. But I think it's, you know, this idea that the body is equipped with natural self-repair mechanisms, and they can be activated. You may need a guide to activate it. I'm pretty solid, authentic guide for that. But your body and your mind has these incredible powers that are not extra difficult. They may be extraordinary, and you may not have accessed them to their full power, but you can. You can if you decide to put your energy there. That's my message.
And, you know, I think that it's key. You know, we can do it if we put our energy there.
Yeah. And put your attention there. Yeah.
You know, as they flow, as they say, what the energy goes, the energy flows where your attention goes.
Exactly. And there are a lot of people, you know, I'm sure anyone who's listening to this now or in the future, you know, knows that they've already accessed a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and they already know that they have the seed inside of themselves to change the world to a more loving, kind place. And isn't that what we all want?
Hopefully. I know I would like that. as a friend of mine puts it, gentle lessons and gentle, you know, gentle awakening, gentle openings. It's I think people are afraid of that too, you know, when they start to delve into energy work and things like this. I think, oh, what am I going to get hit with? Is it going to get out of hand? You know, am I going to be able to control it or handle it or things like that? So that is one of the really cool things about your work and what you're doing and what you're teaching people, is you don't have to worry about things getting crazy out of hand in this type of thing, because of the nature of the energy that you're dealing with is this loving, peaceful, lucid vibration.
Exactly. And if you understand that, okay, the world is set up to swing in this imbalance of, you know, left brain imbalance, what I call left brain imbalance and right brain imbalance. And so nobody wants to shift out of that because you think you're going to be hit with stuff, and you are. But if you understand the pendulum, if you understand that, yes, it's been set up a certain way, and you're certainly going against the grain, you know, by getting unfrozen and letting the pendulum swing, and, you know, there will be changes. But if you understand the physics, if you understand the engineering behind the energy of the pendulum, and when it hits you, you laugh instead of being knocked over by it. Or when you're knocked over, you laugh. because you understand that should have happened in that moment, and you're going to use that to swing back the other way and then eventually get to the middle with the sweet spot.
And I think that's the key. As you open these things up, you can get to that middle where you're not being tossed back around, you know, from one extreme to the other so tremendously, because I think that's where we feel like we get beat up and frozen.
Right.
You know, we alternate between, you know, being frozen and suddenly shooting the rapids.
Right.
Yeah, I was in this nice, gentle space, not moving. I gave myself one little shove, and all of a sudden I'm going over a waterfall here. What's up with that?
Yeah,
you know.
But if you can find the what I call the original wave while you're going over the waterfalls, it just becomes a fun ride.
It just becomes a fun ride, exactly.
That's a scary thing. You can monitor the intensity of it with these tools.
That's the really valuable piece right there. Because I think most people have had experiences where they couldn't monitor the intensity thing.
Right. And because you're doing it alone, too, you know, if you have a group and you have a community, you have people that you're going through this with that you can share, and then they remind you, oh, yeah, just pop it. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Or use some musical word medicine or... shift the original wave for a moment. Yeah,
that's right.
Gentle.
Just ride those waves. You know, you're going to get beat up a lot less when you just ride the waves as opposed to other options.
Learn how to surf.
Well, Madeline, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight, and you definitely have some very unique work going on and some very important and valuable work for our times, and I definitely appreciate you staying up late since you're on the East Coast and doing this interview with us tonight and sharing this with some somewhat simple information, but very... you know, very, very extensive at the same time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate it. It's painful to hold this stuff in, and it's a relief to get it out into the world. And so I'm looking forward to doing that more and more, as I have been.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we had a great summary in the chat room here. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another just as you also are doing. So, yes, build others up. You're building yourself up in the process.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And one more time, Madeline's website is theoriginalwave.com. Her phone number, 800-900-5581, and that is how you can reach her. Check out more of her work. Check out what she's doing. We've been talking with her tonight on her program and the aspects and concepts of doing this sort of intuitive healing, riding the wave, and Regenesis work. Next week here on the show, I have Dr. Catherine Dimitriatz, and she is going to be sharing her work in Egyptian oils and body care products. She has a background in Egyptology, amongst other things. So that's going to also be a very interesting show that we'll be delving into. My books on relationships have been released, and you can find out the links to check those out and purchase them at JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com. And that's my website, by the way, and you're also going to find all kinds of other cool stuff there from videos. I'm getting ready to cut another video this weekend that has little tips on it. All the archive shows are on there, as well as, actually, you'll get a chance to get to know all the hosts here on Main Street Universe a little bit. And, you know, I've got just a variety of different things on there. I've got a monthly special running, which are March's special deal. You can enroll in any of my seasonal events through the end of March. So as long as you're enrolled by the end of March, you'll receive 25% off on that. So it's worthwhile to go in and get signed up now. Those are amazing, amazing events. All the information's there on the main page of my website. And these are in tune with the astrological influences, the flow of the year, the seasons, all the energy that's brought in at each of those points, as well as some more global aspects. We look at work with ourselves, working with others, working with healing the universe. It's a very exciting, growing, relaxing, being in the moment weekend, being without the fear and all the other things while still working on things. So it's very, very cool. And those events are just recently released, so you definitely want to also check out everything that's happening with that. And I also want to remind you that we do have several shows right here on Main Street Universe throughout the week. Sunday nights, we have Darren Bouquer, who's a reader at Madame Laveau in New Orleans. He's doing his spiritual insight, so he talks a little bit about some things that are happening, as well as doing some readings on the show. Monday nights, we have Randy Goldberg. He's doing Vedic astrology. Tuesdays, we have Susan Weed, who shares her work in herbs and natural plants. Wednesdays is our flagship show with Daniel, Janice, and Brett, and they have different topics they discuss and guests that they bring on. Thursdays, Queen Mother Amaku comes on periodically on Thursdays. Fridays, we have Kevin Baird, and he's doing his work with his Horizon Oracle Journeys deck. That's the deck he created. You can learn more about that at templeofgaia.com. And, of course, Friday nights is Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. So a great lineup of shows that we have going on here. And, again, you know, I do encourage you to check out the website that on my website where Greg Friedman just did a fantastic interview of me and my work and gave you a chance to get to know my work a little bit more, too. This is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. Again, thank you to all of our listeners, not only on Blog Talk Radio, but also those streaming live on Penn, also known as Perry Encounters Network, StreamFinder, and TalkStream Live, as well as those catching our podcast at iTunes, TuneIn.com, and also our YouTube version of the show, which, by the way, will be up within the next 24 hours, and everything will be updated on my webpage on the website within the next hour or so here. A special thanks to tonight's sponsor, Earth Goddess Rising. Stay tuned for their little information coming up. That's a great event happening in the Pagosa Springs area of Colorado. And I look forward to seeing you back here next week as we delve more into activating compassion. Don't forget, if you've enjoyed the show this evening, make sure you share it with others. It's going to be available at this same link in our archives. And I'm going to leave you tonight with the song Yearning For, also known as Over and Over by Shemshai. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you again next week, right here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. May you enjoy the rest of your weekend and have an amazing week.
The first Earth Goddess Rising Retreat is set for July 11, 12, and 13 of 2014 and will be held in stunning Pagosa Springs, Colorado. Come join us with other men and women from around the world for yoga, meditation, classes, organic meals, dance and music festivities, healing workshops, hot mineral springs, and more. Want more information? Visit earthgoddessrising.com and cash in on the early bird ticket sales, earthgoddessrising.com.
And if I could see what makes me blind, I would soar to the edge of my mind. And to touch what seems unreal, just to show you the way that I feel. And we are in time with time, one with the season of change inside. And we are in tune with the tune, caught in a balance of sun and moon. Oh, deep inside, the light within, shining to show you it's here to begin. When all I have is all I need, I will
soar to the edge of eternity, and we see it eye to eye, one within love to be for the divine, and we're walking hand in hand, caught in the balance of God and your lover, learning to walk just a little bit slower, whispering secrets, I bet you can't keep it, no turning back now, this time we reveal it, one to another, all will discover, the essence within the most beautiful lover, time is still turning, the love is still burning, deep in your spirit, your heart still yearning for.
Thank you.